Started real quick, just a quick Bible study this evening. If you remember last week, Pope Leo wrote to the entire church. He wrote to Luther, he wrote to everyone, a document he called Exsurge Domine, Arise, O Lord, ordering Luther to recant his position. Otherwise, if he didn't recant his teachings, he would be excommunicated from the church. Now, when one is excommunicated from the one true church, that's to say, you are to repent. It's the church to the person. Out of love, you are to repent or you're going to go to hell. It's done in love because we don't want you there. But when this is ordered by the Pope, it's to say, well, you're going to recant because we're losing money and prestige to you. Which of these things do you think is right? If you said the former, you're right. You're in good company with Luther, because in December 1520, when Luther really put his finger on the gospel, that he took the Pope's document called a papal bull and he burned it. He may have only burned it in Wittenberg, but it spread like wildfire around the empire. And you can imagine then the Pope's response to this. In just 20 days, now remember, it took Luther 4 months to walk to Rome from Germany. In 20 days, the news of what Luther did reached the Pope, and Luther's prompt excommunication got all the way back to Wittenberg. 10 days there, 10 days back. That kind of rapidity was pretty unheard of. And that should tell you about the seriousness of everything that was going on. One thing that Luther always wanted in all of this, in terms of the entire affair, was for the church to meet in a council to discuss the abuses, the Roman doctrines that were false. And Luther always wanted this council. A council is when all of the churches get together, usually in order to respond to a heresy, so that a clear teaching can come out of it. Usually the authority of that council is not denied. What they say goes. Today, still, in Roman Catholic theology, they believe that councils cannot err. You've heard of one, at least, one such council, the Council of Nicaea, out of which we get the Nicene Creed. In reality, councils could and did err. And that was always a problem that most of the Roman theologians ignored. But the councils were beneficial for discussion. That's what Luther wanted and demanded. But the Pope wasn't about to give in to this excommunicated heretic. The Pope wanted Luther dead. But Luther's elector, Frederick the Wise, wasn't about to send his citizen down to Rome to be tried in a court, to be tried in a court that was just a kangaroo court and then be put to death. So Frederick, again showing his wisdom, he demanded that Luther be tried in a court that was run through the empire, that Luther could be judged by his countrymen. So it was that Pope Leo, then got the Emperor Charles V to call what was called an imperial diet in Augsburg. You may have heard of this, the Diet of Augsburg in 1521. The Diet of Worms. That doesn't mean that everyone gets to lose weight together, right? The diet. It's where the rulers of the empire, the electors, the princes, and the imperial cities would vote on matters of imperial interest. So this diet was going to be in Worms, a major imperial city. There Luther was going to be presented with all of his works, about 25 so far, just from 1517, and asked if they were his, and then asked if he would recant. Now Luther thought that he was being invited to Worms to have a bit of a discussion. Instead, it was that demand was there to recant his writings. Luther so asked for more time. He came back the next day. He was told to recant once more, and first, Luther, in response to that, stated that he was no lawyer, and he apologized for his lack of courtly etiquette. Then, Luther admitted that the books in front of him were indeed his, but he couldn't recant them blindly because all of the books were different. First, he said he had books that even his enemies liked, and he couldn't recant those because they were in agreement. The second kind of book attacked the abuses of the Roman Church and the Pope, and he couldn't retract those because then the problems that they addressed would just get worse. The third kind, where he attacked his opponents, he apologized for his harsh tone, but not the substance of the critique. And of course, then the diet chafed under these answers. So Luther then offered up his most well-known saying. Since then, your serene majesty and your lordship seek a simple answer, I will give it in this manner, neither horned nor toothed. unless I am convinced by the testimony of the Scriptures or by clear reason, for I do not trust either in the Pope or in councils alone, since it's well known that they've often erred and contradicted themselves. I am bound by the Scriptures I've quoted, and my conscience is captive to the Word of God. I cannot and I will not retract anything, since it is neither safe nor right to go against conscience. I cannot do otherwise. Here I stand. May God help me. Amen. Later that day, Luther was judged of a heresy, a crime. And in the empire and the state, since they were melded basically kind of into one, this crime of heresy was punishable by death. The emperor wanted Luther to be kind of found so that he could die and the one who would deliver him would be rewarded. You see, Luther and his accomplices, it basically gave them 20 days, the emperor did. He said, you can have 20 days to get all of your affairs in order, and then someone's going to come and find you, and anybody who's helping you is going to be arrested and suffer the same fate. So after those 20 days, Luther was basically fair game. So he left Worms in a cart, and he made his way back to Wittenberg, and as he went, he was nervously looking over not only his shoulder, but everybody else's. He supposed, really, that it could happen at any time. And he was right. Luther never arrived in Wittenberg. We'll pick that up next week. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for feeding us the life-giving body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit that having with our mouths received the Holy Sacrament, we may by faith obtain and eternally enjoy your divine grace, the forgiveness of sins, unity with Christ, and life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.